ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं भवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् शिवसुताय श्रीवरदमूर्तये नमो नमः ॐ श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः इट् इस् रीड् फ्रोम् दि मन्त्र नम्बर् 8 सोऽयमात्मा अध्यक्षरम् ओङ्कारः अधिमात्रम् पादाः मात्राः मात्राश्च पादाः अकार उकारो मकार इति जागरितस्थानो वैश्वानरः जागरितस्थानो वैश्वानरोकारः प्रथमा मात्रा आप्तेरादिमत्वात् वा आप्नोति हव सर्वान् कामान् आदिश्च भवति य एवं वेद स्वप्नस्थानः तैजसः स्वप्नस्थानस्तैजसः उकारो द्वितीया मात्रा उत्कर्षादुभयत्वाद्वा उत्कर्षादुभयत्वाद्वा उभयत्वाद् वा उत्कर्षति हवै ज्ञानसन्ततिम् समानश्च भवति नास्या ब्रह्मवित्कुले भवति य एवं वेद सुषुप्तस्थानः प्राज्ञो मकारस्तृतीया मात्रा मितेरपीतेर्वा मिनोति हवा इदं सर्वम् अपीतिश्च भवति य एवं वेद सो उपनिषत् नौ वी आर् डूयिङ्ग् दि ओङ्कार विचारः वि आर् पार्ट् dealing with enquiry into Omkaraha. And this Omkaraha, as you have already seen, it is a pratika, sound symbol of the Lord. It is taken for both Saguna Brahma Upasanam and Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. So Saguna Brahma Upasanam is meditation, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam is contemplation. You know, contemplation alone will result in Jnana Nishta, which is called Moksha. Saguna Brahma Upasana is only for steadying the mind. It will prepare the mind for the jnana. That is the general phalam, you know very well. But here, The Upanishad, the Omkara also consists of four parts called matras, and each matra represents or stands as a symbol for, you know, each pada of the Atma. Therefore, Omkara is equated to Atma here. So, Atma consists of Prathama Padaha, Dvitiya Padaha, Tritiya Padaha, Chaturtha Padaha, Turiya Padaha. And Omkara also has Prathama Matra, Dvitiya Matra, Tritiya Matra, Chaturthi Matra. I mean, what now? Chaturthi Matra, don't call it Amatra. Okay, Prathamaha Padaha, Prathama Matra. You have to learn. Prathamaha Padaha, why Prathamaha, why Prathama? Because Prathamaha, masculine gender. Mudalamavan, when you want to say Prathamaha. Mudalamaval, when you say first feminine verb, Prathama. See, you know, in the cardinals, in Sanskrit language, Ekam, Dve, Tini, Chattwari, Pancha, Shat, Sapta, Ashta, Navadasha, when you say numbers, all the same. When you talk about the first, second, third, fourth, isn't it? Then, even then, until number four, we have gender difference. No other language has this, isn't it? One man, one woman, isn't it? One thing, one house. But here, ekaha purushaha, eka mahila, ekam pustakam. Why? Doesn't matter whether the person is female person or male person. The thing, if it is a neutral gender word, it must be preceded by what? Ekam. I have one friend. Ekam mitram. You know, or one man is sitting here. Ekaha purushaha. Eka mahila. Ekaha eka ekam. Like Shivaha Shiva Shivam we have. Auspicious. When you say Shivaha, Shiva Lakshmi. Shivaha annan tangachi. Shiva. That's the meaning, isn't it? But here, ekaha eka ekam. And second number two comes, dve, you know, dve, dve, dvau. Dve mahile, dve pustake, dvau purushau. Dual. When three comes, trini palani. Now, trini pushpani. Trini palani. Now, three. For due to gender. For men, masculine gender, trayaha purushaha. Trayaha purushaha. Then, tisraha mahilaha. Only until four, we have the difference. From five onwards, we don't have gender difference. Easy. Then, pancha mahilaha, pancha purushaha, pancha pushpani. There's no gender difference from five onwards. But until, no, four, we have difference. Similarly, trini, trayaha, tisraha. Similarly, chatvaraha purushaha, four men. Chatvaraha vedaha, because Veda is a masculine gender word. Veda is not a male person, but Vedaha is a masculine gender word. Therefore, chatvaraha vedaha, four Vedas. Chatvaraha mahila, purushaha, four men. But women, chatasraha mahilaha, four women. Chatasraha shakaha, four branches. Chatvari pustakani, chatvari palani, four fruits. Until four, you have gender difference in numbers. Similarly, here, when the whole thing comes, no, when you say start first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth also, we have gender difference. But at least that is not difficult. What do we have here? Prathamaha, prathama, prathamam. First, first, first. All the three mean the same. First only. But prathamam pushpam, first flower. Prathama mahila, first woman. Prathamaha purushaha, first man. So here padaha is a masculine gender word. Therefore prathamaha padaha. Prathama matra. Then dvitiyaha padaha, second. Dvitiya matra. Dvitiyam phalam. Tritiyaha padaha. Tritiya matra. Understand? Just it's a difference. I want to, these things you have to get only by listening. It's not, you can't see, look into the dictionary and then get it. Just listening, you have to get it. Then chaturthi, na chaturthi, chaturthaha purushaha, turiyaha purushaha, Na turiya. But here, chaturthi, chaturtham. That's why when you follow Indian calendar, when you get these dates, how do you get it? No, of amavasya is one tithihi. Tithihi is a feminine gender word. Tithihi is a date, our Indian calendar date. Tithihi date. Now what is the date today? What day is it today? Not even day. What day is it today? You say it is Amavasya. It's a Purnima, full moon day. Then new moon day, dark moon day. Then Tithi, first that is the Tithi. Innikenna Tithi, Amavasya Tithi. Then afterwards, how do you can calculate after Amavasya until Purnima? You count this, what now? First day, second day, third day. So you call it Krishna Pakshaha. Suppose after Purnima until Amavasya, the Paksha is what? Dark Paksha. It's going to become darkest, isn't it? So Krishna Pakshaha. Then after Amavasya, then Shukla Pakshaha. Because brighter, brightest day. Shukla means white. Krishna means dark, isn't it? So Krishna Pakshaha, dark fortnight. Shukla Pakshaha, bright fortnight. The Tithi also, how do you calculate the Tithi? Prathama Tithihi. Prathama, we don't do any day, anything. Part demand wrong. Prathama Tithi, we don't do anything. Immediately after Amavasya Purnima, we don't do anything. Mainly. Many important things we won't do. Prathama. Then Dvitiya. Onwards, good. Tritiya. Chaturthi. Panchami. Shashti. Saptami. Ashtami. Navami. Dashami. Ekadashi. All feminine. Ekadashaha masculine. Ekadashi, Dwadashi, Trayodashi, we have Pradosha Puja. Chaturdashi, then Purnima. Again Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, then come to Amavasya. I want to know this Tithi. Mudalnal, Chaturdashi, Ashtami, Navami, nothing. Eighth day after Amavasya or Purnima is what? Ashtami Tithihi. Because Tithi is a feminine gender word. Is it clear? So here also, I want to understand here, Omkara is something I have diverted, okay? So I just want to inform you as part of the teaching, because we follow all these things now, calendars and things. Better to know, otherwise we are so blind. No? When you follow calendars, Ashtami, something written, something big, nothing. Every thought we get Ashtami Navami. And we avoid things, Ashtami Navami. We don't do any auspicious things, sevens, in India. Some we avoid any important occasion, we won't do that. And Ashtami Navami, we won't have keep the marriages and things. We avoid. Anyway, here whichever day is available, we have to keep everything. Now, okay, what I want to say here, Prathamaha Padaha Prathama Matra, Dvitiyaha Padaha Dvitiya Matra, Tritiyaha Padaha Tritiya Matra, Turiyaha Padaha Chaturtaha Padaha, Turiyaha Chaturtaha are synonyms. Fourth Padaha. What is Amatra? Amatra is the fourth part of Omkara. So here each part of Omkara becomes an alambanam for each pada of the Atma. Isn't it? And here we saw the first, so Akaraha, Prathapadaha, I mean what now? The Vishwaha, Virad is the Upasya Devata. Then Upasana, alambanam is Akaraha. We saw that. And then why there is also the similar features are there. Isn't it? The why Akara, Virat is meditated upon Akara. Why only Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon Ukara. Why Ishwaraha Antaryami is meditated upon this Makaraha. And why here we say the child meditate, the Turiyapadaha is meditated upon his Amatra. Now we have each pada to be meditated upon each matra here. There is a reason also, and for which we also saw in the last class the ninth mantra, Jagritasthanaha Vaishwanaraha Akaraha Prathama Matra. See, Jagritasthanaha Vaishwanaraha, the Virad Ishwaraha. Okay, Virad Ishwaraha obtaining in Jagratasthana. Okay, the Jagratasthana, waking state. what now? Prathama matra is meditated upon akaraha. And why the reason given was aptihi adimatvam. The two reasons were given. Why akaraha is chosen as an alambanam for Virat? Because Virat also is what now? The adihi, the foremost of all the individual beings. Isn't it? Samashtihi is always the foremost for, in from the standpoint of all the individual beings. Samashtihi, the total, is always the foremost from the standpoint of the individuals. Therefore, Virat is adihi. Then, similarly, from the standpoint of all the sounds, the foremost sounds is akaraha. Thereafter, we saw aptihi. And aptihi means akara as the foremost of the sound. Okay, I told you in the class, last time, when you open the mouth, the first sound you hear is akaraha only. And that akara is the sound which pervades all the alphabetic sounds. Therefore, akara is seen as the even material cause of all these sounds. For akara, there is no sound which does not involve akara. Without the a sound, there is no sound. Therefore, akara is the pervades all the, as the cause of being the foremost of the sounds, becomes the cause of all the sounds. As the cause of all the sounds, it pervades all the alphabetic sounds. Agara mudal eithellam adi bhagavan mudatre ulag akara mudala, isn't it? So here we say this, that's why Tirukkural, first Kural is beautiful Kural anyway. Of course, all the Kurals are good only. Just saying. So here we have this akaraha being all pervasive, it's all pervasive. So Virat also is what now? All pervasive. So foremostness, or the status of being the foremost and the all pervasiveness, are two attributes which belong to Virat and also akara. Therefore, akara is taken as symbol for here Virat upasanam. So Virat akara akya upasanam is prescribed in the 9th mantra. And thereafter, the Upanishad does not teach how to practice this meditation. Shankara Bhagavatpada also does not really give attention to teach us how to practice upasanam. Why? Because Shankara Bhagavatpada assumes, people who study Upanishad must be interested in Jivan Muktihi. They will not be interested in travel and journey and going to Swargadi Lokas, may not be interested. It is Vimukshus, people who want Jivan Mukti, they will not have again some more fun. Let me have some more fun and come back for moksha. Therefore, they will need only vichara, enquiry, contemplation only they must be interested in. They may be interested. So better let me teach them contemplation alone, not meditation. Even though Upanishad prescribes meditation, isn't it? Shankara Bhagavatpada just omits that meditation aspect of it. He only emphasizes contemplation in his worship. Okay. Therefore, we also learn what is meditation, what is the palam, etc. But then we will also go straight away to vichara, which is contemplation. Is it clear? Hope you understood it so that we won't be, because a lot of pressure, people want to. Understanding itself will help you what it is. Don't need to really do it. Okay. Then we also, upasana palam also is given here. So only always palashruti has to be given here. Palashruti means what benefit you will get, you have to be told. Only then you will be interested in doing anything. No? Rather you won't do anything. What benefit you get. Therefore, saha yaha evam veda, one who practices this meditation, that is why Upanishad is the guide for all our other stotrams. Whoever writes any stotram, they write palashruti. Sahasranam padicha enna palam kadikum. What palam you will get if you study sahasranamam. If you do this, what palam you get is. Every stotram at last will say palashruti. It's called palashrutihi. What benefit you will gain once you do it, isn't it? The palam also is presented here. Yaha evam veda, one who practices this meditation, one who meditates this akara virad IQ upasanam, one who practices, such a person will be blessed with what now? All forms of artha kamas extensively. I told you that last class itself. Then, so to make it easy, I said Mahavishnu Upasanam will bring you Mahavishnu's wife to your house. Lakshmi will come, I said, isn't it? And also he will have the santati, he will have good the progeny, good families, extended families, everything he'll have. And also Adishya Bhavati, he'll become number one, the topper in any endeavor, as a palam also says it. Don't ask doubt, don't have any doubt. When Veda says, that palam is definitely there. If you're interested, you can definitely practice that. The next, the second, the tenth mantra introduces the Ukara Hiranyagarbha Aikya Upasanam. Because you're all Upanishad students, it is very important for you to know exactly what is all the different names. When you listen to these kathas, Purana kathas, you'd have heard so many names. Prajapatihi, Brahma, four-faced, four-headed Brahma. So Brahma, Prajapatihi, Brihaspatihi, now Hiranyagarbha, all are synonyms only. So this Ukara Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, Ukara is taken as the alambanam for Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha also Ishwaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha means what here? A Hiranyagarbheshwaraha does not mean anything big. It's just not pure consciousness obtaining in dream state, associated with the dream universe, associated with the subtle universe, our total subtle universe. Is also what now? Only Hiranyagarbha only. Isn't it? Hiranyagarbheshwaraha means you have to in both. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon Ukaraha. And here also, Upanishad mentions two reasons why Ukara is taken as an alambanam for Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. The two reasons we saw, Utkarshaha Ubhayatvam. Do you remember these reasons? Utkarshaha Ubhayatvam. Utkarshaha means what now? Exaltedness, superiority, main might, isn't it? Ukara is exalted. Why? Because the when you from the standpoint of chanting, when you recite, chant the Omkara, the Virad has to resolve in where? Isn't it? Because only the A has to merge in O. Then O has to merge in M. The Ukara is the is that where this Akara has to come and Virad has to resolve in Hiranyagarbha only. Second thing, this Ukaraha exalt means, I told you, always subtle is superior to the gross. Because subtle is the karanam, gross is the karyam. Sthulam karyam, sukshvam karanam. Even you had to remember this point, the gross elements are nothing but modified form of tamasic aspect of subtle elements only. Therefore, always grass comes from the subtle. Is it grass matter is converted form of intangible subtle energy. Similarly, here we say the subtle being the sukshmam being the karanam, sukshmam the subtle being the sthulam being the karyam effect. We say cause is superior to the effect naturally. Therefore, ukaraha is what now? Hiranyagarbha is exalted. And here Ukaraha also is what now? Exalted, because the A, when he starts, Virat has to resolve in Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore Ukaraha is exalted. Second reason is Ubhayatvam. Ubhayatvam means what now? Enjoying the status of being the middle is called Ubhayatvam. Ubhayam means nam Tamil Ubhayam vara. Okay? Tamil Upayam is different, isn't it? Everywhere in the board, they give a small tubelet to the temple and they put the name, Upayam. You know, they'll put that is a different. But here, Ubhayam means middle. Middle, Ubhayatvam means what now? Having the status of being the middle, being in the middle, isn't it? So, Ukaraha remains in the middle of Akara and Makara. So also, Hiranyagarbha also is in the middle of what? Middle of Virad and Ishwaraha, Antaryami. Therefore, there are two similar features of Ukara and Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Ukaraha becomes the alambanam for Hiranyagarbha. So, Hiranyagarbha Ukara Aikya Upasanam is prescribed in this 9th mantra, sorry, 10th mantra, and for which we saw also the phalam. Upasana phalam also you have seen. Remember? Last time you have seen that. I said, Utkarshati. The person becomes what now? The person becomes exalted person. Yaha evam veda. One who practices this meditation, he becomes exalted. He becomes superior. And how? Jnana santatim utkarshati. Jnana santatim. Jnana santati means what I told you. One thing, his family, he has the descendants who will be highly educated. Not only that. Jnana santati means he himself will have many big tail of degrees. He will be highly, highly, highly qualified person. I told last class itself, isn't it? He'll have a long A4 page full of degrees. His visiting card must be what now? Like one big A4 page. Which means so many, he'll be highly accomplished person in terms of knowledge. He'll have Saraswati Katakshap, that's what we say. He will be able to sing, he'll be able to dance, he'll be able to do this, he'll be known in every field. You know, multi-dimensional personality where the person excels in every field. Difficult, isn't it, for some people? Like that, he will be a Kataksham, he will have. So Saraswati, Hiranyagarbha Upasana will bring his wife into you. Who is his wife? Saraswati. Then, Samanascha Bhavati. Here the three palams are given here. Samanaha, there are two palams here, three palams. Samanaha Bhavati means he will be the same to even rivalry groups. You know, in the sense, suppose they may be outside enemies. When they come to him, no, the enemy and friend, both of them accept this person. The one who is acceptable, accepted by all the people who are friends and enemies. Which means the person who is looked up to for arbitration and for anything, for guidance, everything. This is Samanaha. Then, na asya abrahmavit, asya kule abrahmavit na bhavati. There will not be one person who is not abram, who is not a brahmavit. Not only he will be the wise person, all his people who come in his family, all of them will be wise. Even people who are associated with him as the people of his family, his clan, his vamsha, you know, they all will be what now? Wise people only. Abrahmavithu, then, okay, Abrahmavithu, the non-knower of Brahman, non-wise person, okay, unwise person will not be there in his kule, asya kule, asya purushasya kule, abrahmavithu na bhavati. There will not be one person in his family who will be ignorant of Brahman. All of them will be wise. This is the phalam. Okay, upasam. So, abrahmavithu means what? Not only they'll be everybody will be the meditators, everybody will be blessed with that the benefit of meditation. That's what Brahmavith here. Okay. Generally be very wise. Okay. And we have to see the next mantra now. We finished 10th, no? Okay. Sushuptasthanaha. Prajnaha. Makarah tritiya matra. See, Upanishad does not present a complete sentence. Okay? It mentions two words. Sushuptasthanaha prajnaha. Who is Sushuptasthanaha prajnaha? The one who consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with unmanifest, undifferentiated potential power. Is it? is called what now? Sushupta sthanaha. So known by term what now? Antaryami Ishwaraha or Prajnaha. Is it? Prajnaha is the meaning. That Prajnaha, that Tritiya Padaha of the Atma. Now, equal to what here? Makaraha Tritiya Matra. The Makara, which is a third Matra of the Omkara, is the Alambanam for Hiranyagarbheshwari. Antaryami Ishwaraha. Is it? Represents Shiva. Tritiya Matra. Okay, that's all it is said. And why, what is the reason for taking Makara as an Alambanam for Antaryami Ishwaraha? You should remember the very important lesson is the concept of Ishwara, the Lord. Irevan, Parambural Irevan, we use two words. The Lord, the reality. We use two different words, isn't it? What is the difference between the reality and the Lord? So reality is implied by the term Brahma. Lord is a Ishwaraha. What is the difference? Actually, the reality, you know very well because we heard other texts. Reality is, we say, consciousness. We don't need to use any adjective there. Just consciousness. Like Atma. Why consciousness is known by the term Atma? Because consciousness as the reality is what now? It pervades everything, remains as the innermost essence of everything. So all pervasive, innermost, essential reality is consciousness. Therefore it is implied by the term Atma. Is it clear now? Atma, Atmana Shalutana. Apnoti Sarvamiti Atma. That which remains as innermost essence, the essence of every being, everything here. Therefore Atma we say. So consciousness is equal to Atma. Isn't it? This consciousness is what now? Reality of the entire universe, therefore Brahma. This consciousness, unmanifest, is Brahma. Reality unmanifest is what? Consciousness unmanifest is implied by the term Brahma. The consciousness manifest is known by the term Ishwaraha. Knowledge, if you say Arivu, no? Knowledge, we say Brahma. Knowledge manifest is Ishwaraha. Is it clear? Now that Ishwaraha, how knowledge is manifest, how consciousness is manifest, how Brahman is manifest means Ishwara. Brahman manifest is Ishwara. Okay, Ishwara unmanifest is what? Brahma. Do you get three different, so whether they call it Viradeshwara, Viradishwara, Hiranyagarbheshwara, Antaryamishwara, why you say everything is Lord only? Three different manifestations. Consciousness is manifest, no? Threefold manifestations is what now? Threefold, isn't it? We get three different names. Threefold manifestation. Each manifestation is what? Same Brahma only. No, three different names we give. Manifest is Ishwara. Well, who is Antaryami Ishwara? Same Paramuru, same reality. Who is Hiranyagarbheshwara? Same reality. Who is Viradeshwara? Viradeshwara? Same reality. Got it? Three different names. Viradeshwara, the reality manifest as the entire gross universe is what? Viradeshwara. The reality manifest as the entire subtle universe is what? Same Hiranyagarbheshwara. The reality manifest, no, reality having withdrawn the entire universe into itself, having the unmanifest universe in itself is also what now? Antaryamishwara. Okay? In deep sleep state, is knowledge manifest or not? If you say knowledge is there, isn't it? The power of knowledge is not manifest. Therefore we call what now? Antaryamishwaraha. Is it clear? Now, this Hiranyagarbheshwara, that's why Ishwara in male, there should have any confusion. Whether you say Shiva or Vishnu or any Bhagavan, you can feel free. Understand? Our Shastra is so clear here. No doubt here. So, Makaraha Tritiya Matra is what now? Is the Alambanam for this Antaryamishwaraha. And the reason why Makara is taken as an Alambanam for Antaryamishwaraha, because when you say Om, all the sounds stop when you bring your lips together. That's why Makara is called Papa Bamma is what? Libil, isn't it? Oshtya. Because all the sounds will come to an end when you close your lips. Keeping your lips closed, try to give a speech. Try to speak. You should not open your mouth, okay? But speak. Not possible. It means all the sound. But this is why when anybody, all these robbers, and they just first thing they close is they want to stop you. Mean they'll come to put a ball into something. Kidnappers, they do this. Because you can't make noise. You know that very well. Because sound needs to travel, and for which there must be space. Anna shabda gunakam akasha. Anyway, so here, the makara stands for what? No, all the sounds coming to an end. So makara is taken to be, relatively, it is resolution ground of all the sounds. Understand? Therefore, we call it apitihi. Apitihi, apitihi means resolution ground, where all the sounds come and all the sounds come to an end. The speech comes to an end when makara is uttered. Again, you have to open, you make a new sound, isn't it? Once you say, sounds come to an end. Therefore, makara is the resolution ground relatively for all these sounds. So, practically, relatively, we know very well all these sounds resolve in makara, when come to an end, when makara is uttered, isn't it? So makara is the apitihi, means resolution ground. Now similarly, this Hiranyagarbheshwaraha also is the resolution ground for whom? Virad, all the gross manifest forms come together and resolve, become undifferentiated, unmanifest, and remain as Hiranyagarbheshwara. Isn't it? Sorry, Antaryamishwaraha. I'll tell you. Then, all the subtle also. Hiranyagarbha also becomes what now? All the subtle manifestation also, all the powers, all the seeing powers, all the hearing powers, all the pranas, all the minds, all the thoughts, all of them resolve where? So, the entire subtle universe, and the entire gross universe, the gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, all of them come and resolve and remain as one potential, undifferentiated, unmanifest power in Antaryami. Is it clear now? Antaryamishwaraha also resolution ground. Apitihi means what now? The base of resolution, where everything resolves. Is it clear? And here, I want to tell you one thing. This makaraha being the resolution ground for all the sounds, and antaryamishwaraha being the resolution ground for all the Hiranyagarbha and the Viradeshwara, like the gross universe, subtle universe, all of them resolve, remain as one undifferentiated power in Antaryamishwaraha. Antaryamishwaraha also is resolution ground, therefore comparability is there. Understand? And here the doubt might come, no, first Swaminiji, we start in Akara is the foremost of the sounds, therefore Akara is the cause of all these sounds, and all other alphabetic sounds are effects. The effects have to resolve only in the cause only, but there you said that, and now you are saying how can Makara become the ground of resolution? Is it resolution ground for all the sounds, if you ask? See, practical purpose and technical purpose. You have to understand this. See, technically, if you speak, Akara is the first and the foremost sound pronounced, which arises without any effort when a person opens the mouth. If Akara is the sound, base sound, which is the cause. So technically, Akara is the foremost sound in which everything has to resolve. But in practically, when the speech comes to an end, is it? When you bring your lips together. Therefore, practically, if you say also relatively all the sounds resolve in Makara, absolutely all sounds resolve in Akara only. Therefore, here we have to take it as a relative resolution. Is it clear? One doubt I want to clear, I don't have any confusion about it. Then, next we saw Mitihi. Mitehe, apitehe, the words are there. You have to learn these two words. Mitihi, apitihi. These two words are feminine gender words. Apitihi means ground, resolution ground, isn't it? Now you know why Makara is the resolution ground of all the sounds, and Hiranyagarbha, Antaryamishwaraha is the resolution ground of all the subtle and gross words. Now we say, Mitihi means actually measure. Mitihi alavai, that's the word. Mitihi means measure. So it is the noun form, feminine gender word, it's a noun form of the root ma. Ma. The verb is mati. So with the prefix it gives a different meaning. Okay? So here mitihi means measure. And here, actually the mitihi means, makaraha also becomes the mitihi, a measure, like a measure. Makara is like a measure. And antaryami ishara also is like a measure. Measure means what? I tell you, the measure in India, we have these containers, vessels, which are used for measuring grains. Suppose the villagers, did I tell you last class? Okay. I got two classes, now they get confused. I spoke to him last Sunday, that's why. So in India, the villagers, when they after harvest season, they collect all the grains and they'll bring all the grains, in the big sacks they put, they'll bring door to door houses for selling the grains. Every year annually you had to buy for rice or paddy, rice and other grains, all these lentils all we buy. So what they pour all the grains together, one side he'll pour and he'll sit here. And this side he spread another cloth, and he'll take this like to 1 pakka means or 1 liter or 2 liters. He'll have measure 1 liter something, and he'll measure like this. So all the grains are what now? They're all visible, manifest, isn't it? And when he measures, the grain which go inside that measure liter, isn't it? Liter, the container which contains 1 liter, it's a measure for 1 liter. Goes inside, now invisible, but again, invisible, like unmanifest. And then after he'll put one, he'll pour this side. And suppose if you want 10 liters, he'll take unmanifest, the visible grains become invisible grains, again it becomes visible, and he pours this side to render two. Then he'll again take, I don't know whether Sri Lanka would have seen it, isn't it? Usually grains people bring, no? That's why. Then he'll take again third, and I used to go also sometimes. So yeah, all remains from a past life. So here then he had to again become invisible, again poor becomes visible. Visible, invisible, visible. Visible, invisible, visible. Visible, invisible, visible. Is it clear now? So like the Mithihi. What? This Antaryamishwaraha is like the Mithihi. What does it mean? The whole universe goes and resolves, become unmanifest. Like the measure. Like how the grains, the visible, no? Visibly available grains, when they enter into the measure, remain invisible for a length of time. Again, when they're poured out, they become visible. Similarly, the whole universe, what now? Go in, resolve where? In Antaryamishwaraha, becomes unmanifest and undifferentiated. Again, from that Antaryamishwaraha, everything becomes manifest. Is it clear now? Therefore, like a measure. Good example, isn't it? See, they can use only examples which were available those days. Is it clear? I hope you understand it. It really, people who lived in Indian, especially in Tamil Nadu villages, they would know this definitely. So they had to know, and then like a heap of grains, then they can measure. Okay, then now what I want to say, the Antaryamishwaraha is like a mithihi, like a measure, the one in whom everything goes and resolves, and from whom everything comes back. Isn't it? Again and again it happens. Therefore, mitihi. And similarly here also, the makaraha is the sound, is the resolution ground. All the sounds resolve. All the sound, the speech comes to an end when you utter makara. This whole speech comes to an end. Again, when you open, isn't makara comes? And only when you open, from there again all the sounds come out. All the speech comes to an end when makara is uttered. When makara is disturbed, all the sounds again come out. So makaraha is also like a mitihi. Have you got it or not? Is it clear? Then Hiranyagarbha, the Antaryamishwaraha also is like, no, Hiranyagarbha comes again and again. Antaryamishwara also is like a mitihi. So, apitihi, mitihi. The two common features, no? The commonness between makaraha and Hiranyagarbha, Antaryamishwara. Therefore, makara is the alambanam for Antaryamishwara. Now, the phalam. Minotihava idam sarvam apitischa bhavati ya evam veda. Okay, see, the person who is given to this practice of this antariya makara antaryamishwara aikya upasanam. Okay, makara antaryamishwara aikya upasanam, one who practices, such a person, idam sarvam minoti. Minoti means what? Measures. How does he measure? See, his measurement of everything here becomes accurate. The person, because of his tapashakti, because of this practice of meditation, he understands everything correctly. He never fails in his perception of things. In relative world, relative transactions, he becomes a very accurate calculator. He can make right decisions. He can understand people correctly. He can understand situations correctly. That's called Minoti. Now, how is it possible? We're also People come and tell, no, how is it possible? We are not able to do that. My God, he plans well, he aims well, his decisions are correct, and he does the needful, and he is a successful person. We also plan, but our plans become failure, isn't it? Because of his accurate measurement of situations, people, decisions. He is able to do the appropriate thing, the capacity to measure and understand everything correctly is his great thing, the accomplishment, which is the result of practice of this meditation. Sariyaga ellavattiyum idai poduguravar. He's not judgmental. Understand what I'm saying? The one who really, one who understands everything correctly. Sarvam idam sarvam minoti one palam, then apitihicha bhavati. Okay, apitihi. Apitihi means he becomes the one who he is the one who can really take anything and remain calm. One who is not affected by resolution ground means what? He becomes resolution ground or what? He is the one who can really analyze things correctly and who can remain unaffected by situations. Relatively, not absolutely, relatively. Here, this is the palam. You know, we have this mantra number 9, 10, 11. All these mantras, 8, 9, 10, 11, these four mantras only discuss this Omkara Upasana. Now I tell you, this is this Upasana is twofold. This is Sakama Upasana, Nishkama Upasana. Sakama Upasana Palam is this. Isn't it? This is also what a Palam one can have when he is living here itself. This is the Drishtam Palam. Upasana also have produced what of Adrishtam Palam. What is the Adrishtam Palam? Adrishtam Palam, we have to understand. When you say a person is given to the practice of akara upasanam, means and akara upasanam also should be taken as omkara upasanam. Makara upasanam also should be taken as omkara upasanam. Ukara upasanam also should be taken as omkara upasanam only. If I touch Shakuntalamma here and call her, who do I call? If I touch her, come, if I tell her, I do not say Swami touched only her hand. If I touch her here, it means what? I touch Shakuntalamma. Understand? Similarly, I call her. Similarly, if you say Akara Upasanam also is what now? Omkara Upasanam only. How should you say? Akara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam. Ukara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam. Makara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam. It is Om meditation predominantly focused on the vowel A. Predominantly focused on the sound U. Predominantly focused on sound Ma. That's all. Any Upasana is what now? Omkara Upasanam only. So the Sakama Upasana Phalam, you know. Also Drishta Phalam also is, this is Drishta Phalam here, isn't it? What is the Adrishtam Phalam? What is the Phalam one can have after the death? No, you invest some money and forget about 4 years, cumulative, isn't it? With interest gets, and one day you go and draw the deposit. Sometimes we go also. So what is the Phalam one can have as a result of meditation after the death? No, because you must have 100% faith in what Veda says, that there is something called rebirth for the jiva. Therefore, you can come back and enjoy that. That must be there, isn't it? Only see, when you deposit the money, how 100% you have trust, you'll get the money back from the bank. You deposit with the interest. Similarly, when you invest time and energy in this practice meditation, you must have that thing what? There is a phalam which is going to come. Purushad guarantees that. Okay. So here, this upasana phalam is a virad upasakaha becomes viradishwaraha. Hiranyagarbha Upasakaha becomes Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. Then this Antaryamishwara Upasakaha becomes Antaryamishwaraha. What does it mean? He becoming Ishwara becomes one with Ishwara, means remains one with Ishwara without any disturbance. This is what we say. That does not mean this person will remain forever. As long as the punya phalam is there, okay, remains with Ishwara. One with Ishwara means what now? If you fall asleep, who are you? In sleep, who are you? Tell me. Are you one with Ishwara or not? In sleep. In sleep, you are one with Ishwara only. Unfortunately, you do not know you are one with Ishwara. That's the problem. If you know you are Ishwara in sleep, my God, you are one with Ishwara in sleep. Temporarily, every day, where are you? What happens to you in sleep? Every day in sleep, you are one with Ishwara. In waking also, you are one with Ishwara. The problem is, in sleep, you do not know you are one with Ishwara, because you do not even know you are. In waking, you know you are, but unfortunately, you are not able to see how you are one with Ishwara. See, in sleep or in waking or dream, you are never away from Ishwara. This is the best thing you can understand, I tell you. When are you away from Bhagavan, Paramatma? If you tell me, when is the wave away from ocean? When is the wave away from water? If the wave can go away from water, it can be away from the ocean also. The wave can never be away from water, therefore can never be away from the ocean. So also the ocean can never be away from the water, therefore the ocean, what now? Ocean also is all, ocean being water, wave being water, wave can never be away from Ishwara. Away from ocean. Similarly, when are you away from Ishwara, Bhagavan? You are never. You are always Ishwara. You are always Ishwara. You are Ishwara. You are one with Ishwara only. Endappa iravanukku veliye thalli inga ennaikku irundirkinga? Can you exist at all outside of Ishwara? Can you survive outside of Ishwara? You have to be within the part, no, within the realm of Ishwara's law and order only. You are always, unfortunately, our ignorance is taught in total ignorance. You do not even know you are, therefore you do not know that you are one with Ishwara in sleep. In waking, because of the half ignorance, you do not know you are one with Ishwara. Only in jnanam you will understand you are and you are with Ishwara. The understanding you are with the Ishwara means you are Ishwara. There's no with. Again, with means again going and sitting next to Bhagavan or what? With means again with something, isn't it? You are Ishwara. In sleep you are Ishwara, in waking you are Ishwara. In ignorance also you are Ishwara, in knowledge also you are Ishwara. In ignorance you do not know you are Ishwara, in knowledge you know you are Ishwara. That is why jnanam. When you do not know you are Ishwara, you are individual. When you know you are Ishwara, you are Ishwara, you are free from limitations. In ajnanam, limitations. In individuality, superimposed. Ishwara, isn't it? Ishwara is the very nature. Being the Lord of everything is the nature of the reality, which is you. Therefore, hope you understand very clearly. The meditators remain one with Ishwara means how long? If you have good punyam, you can sleep well for 6 or 7 hours, 8 hours, good sleep, good rest, 8 hours, no problem, nothing. Isn't it? For which you must have some punyam. There are some people like me, no? Of course, I'm not unhappy, I'm just saying. Sometimes sitting like an owl. Day before, you wouldn't believe, 5 o'clock, 5:30 I was awake. Because of one Costa coffee. Italian coffee. You know, I realized that. Now what I'm saying, it is not my, it's a Swayamkrita Aparada. Okay, it's my own mistake, blunder, okay. Knowing that, well, I should have done it. Anyway, because one person came and praised about Italian coffee, so I was, let me go and test it. I did it. Now what I want to say here, this here, in sleep, that punyam, isn't it? You have undisturbed sleep. Similarly, suppose for much longer time, if you don't assume a body, the thoughts are not do not come back, means what now? Ishvara. You remain one with Ishvara, but how long can you be? As long as the punyam you have earned as a result of this meditation is there, you can remain one with Viradeshwara or one with Hiranyagarbheshwara in that form or this form, one with the Antaryamishwara, which means you have, isn't it? It's like having a long, disturbance-free sleep. It's like that, okay? One punyam gets exhausted, again, you have to come back. Okay, this is the adrishtam phalam. This is the one can remain for length of time. So remaining one with Ishvara is only punyam, isn't it? Still, ajnanam is there. How in sleep you are Ishvara, not knowing you are Ishvara, isn't it? You are the truth. Similarly, ajnanam, even as a upasaka, one is ignorant still. Upasana palam he gets, but there's no jnanam. Still there is ajnanam. Is it clear? Okay. This is the thing. Ajnanam, therefore moksha is not there. How much ever upasanam you practice, you can have all these benefits. That is, this is the basis for our worship. All our, the worship is based on this upasana palam only. Based on this vision of how meditation presses you with this palam. That is why now we have, suppose when you say Shiva temple, we go and pray, no, we go and worship means, isn't it? When you worship Shiva in a temple, it is what now? It is Antaryamishwara Upasanam, you are not able to sit and practice, for which substitute is what now? Shiva temple, and go and practice means you physically you involve yourself walking and uttering the Om Namah Shivaya, doing the pradakshinam, you do physical exercise, physical body is involved, mouth speech is involved, but mind must be in the mantra you are chanting. So in a physical activity, kaikam karma, mind is involved, isn't it? Body, speech are involved, but mind also should be involved. Mind is not involved. Mind is thinking of something else and simply you are going, running around there and not mechanically chanting, then it is not upasanam. Upasanam made easy is our worship. Is it clear now? It is equivalent. That is why go to temple, pray to this deity, pray, worship means palam is definite. But how intensely, how focused, how well you are doing it. We need, isn't it? That is why to make the people, to convert the people as easy way of meditation is what now? Have the temple and have the deity. Now we have Antaryamishwara with the power, total power of Parvati. We have temple. And we go, what do we do? We can't sit and do this because we are not that ready. At least when you go, physically do the pradakshinam, chant the mantra orally, and when you are sitting here, who don't care who has come and all that, and focus. And pray also whatever you have prayers. Okay, and I don't want to, at least then there's another temple where Mahavishnu is sitting, gorgeously dressed, that's okay. Viradeshwara. Whichever you like, you have choice. Doesn't matter Starbucks or Costa, whichever water you like, you have choice here, isn't it? The same Bhagavan only are worshipping in different forms. But what is important? Kayikam karma, you should involve mind. Without mind, in manasam karma, body and speech are not involved. But in manasam karma, body is not involved. In mental activity, as a meditation is mental activity, body and speech are not involved. But in physical activity, you know, mind should be involved. That is why for people, gross people, this is the best way of making them do upasanam. That is why our temples. Understand now? Because subtle mental activity is difficult for still agitated, gross, restless people. How to make them do the upasanam? So for every manifestation of reality, as Ishvara Bhagavan, have a temple. So that's why our upasanam, kayikam karma is also upasanam, manas vachikam karma also is upasanam, manasam karma also is upasanam. In this kayikam karma, body is involved along with the mind. In vachikam karma, speech is involved along with the mind. In manasam, mind alone is involved. So do it from here, then step by step develop, and slowly without body and speech, and go to that. Is it clear? Therefore, temple worship is nothing but, no, actually, it is made easy. Vedic meditation made easy is our form, worship of forms. So now you understand the difference, why we have temple, murtis and all that. You have to find the meaning only from the Veda. What is the source here for us to have temples otherwise? What is the basis? You will have to understand otherwise. That is why in Tamil we say, we should not even live in a place where temple is not there. Kovilla urla kudirukka vendam. Because mind is so important. Placing, you know, the whole life must be spiritually focused. And whole life must be based on this knowledge. Therefore, they will say in Tamil Indian villages, if there is no temple in a village, that village people won't go and stay, live there. They'll say that. So somehow they'll make one small temple there, if they want to live there. Okay. See, because I want to tell you, okay, our worship is nothing but upasanam, involving physical, oral, mental activities. Without involving the mind, no physical activity, mental activity becomes upasanam. Is it clear now? The mind must be there. But slowly you have to prepare yourself for that. Slow preparation. Now you know how valuable that worship is. We know the significance of it. You will know that. Anyway, this is the upasanam. Now, we have to enter into the karikas. As I told you already, upasanam, it is said, upasanam is mainly meant for, Upanishad says, manda madhyama adhikarinam upasanam. Manda madhyama adhikaris means what? All of us are spiritual seekers. But manda madhyama adhikari, uttama adhikari, adhama adhikari means, you know, the person of very lowest caliber, who is an aspirant but who is not at all qualified. But the people who are seekers, but they are not adequately qualified for knowledge. Which means they had to become qualified. They are not, manda madhyama adhikari does not mean a person is bad or wrong or anything. The person has yet to become qualified. The adequately qualified is the uttama adhikari. Inadequately qualified is manda madhyama adhikari. Not at all qualified but still has space for it. Is adhama adhikari. But some, which means what, he has to make more efforts to become qualified. That's all, isn't it? Which means a question of practicing discipline. Nothing, every adhama adhikari can become uttama adhikari. Nobody is super inferior here. So the Upanishad says, The Upanishad actually, the Upasanas are prescribed mainly for Manda Madhyama Adhikaris. What does it mean? For Uttama Adhikarinaha, for a person who is adequately qualified, why should he struggle? He will be he is a mumukshu, he is a jigyasu, he has done shavanam, he can do shavanam manam, understand, and he should be contemplative. Because moksha is only in jnanam. Jnanam is the moksha. How much ever you worship and pray and upasanam you do, ajnanam will be sitting. Like Kodamaha, isn't it? Ajnanam will be sitting here. As long as ajnanam is there, bondage will be there. You can enjoy everything. It's like work hard, get more money, improve your comfort. It doesn't mean you're free. You're still bound. So upasanam is for that's why we have this phalam will be there. To live the life also you need Bhagavan's grace to do all these things. But for as a mumukshu, as a jigyasu, if a person practices this meditation, what will be the phalam? That becomes the nishkama upasanam. So we have seen the drishtam phalam, we have seen the adrishtam phalam, isn't it? Now I have told you, if a person practices this meditation, not aiming for these benefits, but aiming for moksha, for moksha, for jnanam. You know, if a person practices, he'll be blessed with proper qualification. He'll be blessed with the skill of, meditation. He will know. Meditation will become an effortless thing. And then the contemplation will become very, very effortless for him. That's the biggest achievement. Get it now? Therefore, one thing you have to understand, the advantage of meditation or upasanam as a kaikam, vachikam, manasam, karma. They're all useful, very, very important. At the same time, upasanam will not remove your ignorance. Therefore, as an ignorance will continue to be there, and you're going, as long as ignorance is there, the bandaha, bondage will be there. Samsaram neengadu, the bondage will not go. Is it clear? Therefore, for ajnana nivrittihi, you need only enquiry. You need the vicharaha. You need to know the truth of the universe. Isn't it? Because in vichara, in enquiry, in contemplation, your mind is taken away from Ishvara as an object, but mind is focused on Ishvara Swarupam, which is there as your own Swarupam. Okay? In meditation, upasanam, you objectify Ishvara. In contemplation, You see Ishvara, truth of the whole as your own Swarupam. Is it clear? That is the difference. Therefore, it is this contemplation, vicharaha. Vicharaha means enquiry into the nature of the truth of the whole Ishvara. Okay? What is the truth of Ishvara? Whether it's a Hiranyagarbheshwara, Antaryamishwara, Viradeshwara, Ishwara, threefold manifestations. What is the truth of the threefold manifestations of the only reality means, what is the reality, what is the truth? That truth is available only in the mind, as very you, as the very substance or substantive I, isn't it? And that vichara, enquiry. What is enquiry? Isn't it? That enquiry alone, Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, is Ishvara Swarupa Vicharaha, which is the enquiry into the nature of the reality, Paramburul, and which is the contemplation, which alone will resolve the ignorance. In resolving which alone, there is Mokshaha, which is the real spiritual end. Understand? Therefore, you go now, have tea, come back soon, then we'll continue with the next. That vicharaha is what now? There is no. Now the turiya padaha vichara is amatra vicharaha. Understand? But what happens here? Gaudapada Acharya stops. There comes the next mantra, isn't it? The 12th mantra. So before we had to go to the 12th mantra, which is the last mantra of the Upanishad, with which Upanishad will be complete. With which Omkara Vicharaha, the actual enquiry, contemplation, is possible. Only, no? Is possible. What do we do the next mantra? But in between, we have to have a tea break. So, Gaudapada Acharya also wants to give us a tea break, that we'll repeat what we have studied in these mantras. Then again, through his karikas, after that, we'll go back to that enquiry. Go and come.